Alexander Fleming and Penicillin. Alexander Fleming is alongside the likes of Edward Jenner and Robert Koch, Christian Barnard and Louis Pasteur. In the medical history, Alexander Fleming discovered what was to be one of the most powerful of all antibiotic, penicillin. This drug was to change the way disease was treated and cement Fleming's name in medical history. هذا الذي خلد اسم ألكسندر فليمنج. طبعا عندنا علماء تانيين آخرين لهم إسهامات عجيبة، لكن لا يذكر الأنتيبيوتيك إلا ويذكر فليمنج. طيب، one of the most important medical advances in the history began by accident. على محض الصدفة. On the morning of September 3rd, في 3 سبتمبر 1928, Professor Alexander Fleming was having a clear up of his cluttered laboratory. He was sorting through a number of glass plates that had previously been coated with Staphylococcus bacteria as part of research Fleming was doing. One of the plates had mold on it. الاستافلوكس دي يا جماعة هي سموها المكورات العنقودية، نوع من أنواع البكتيريا يعني. One of the plates had mold on it. The mold was in the shape of a ring. والمولد قلنا هي فطر. Ring يعني حلقية، كحلقة يعني. And the area around the ring seemed to be free of the bacteria Staphylococcus. The mold was a penicillin tan. Fleming had a lifelong interest in a way of killing bacteria, and he concluded that the bacteria on the plate around the ring had been killed off by some substance. Is a substance that had come from the mold. مادة طلعت من هذا الفطر قضت على البكتيريا. Further research on the mold found that it could kill other bacteria and that it could be given to small animals without any side effect. ما عندها أي أثار جانبية. However, within a year, Fleming had moved on to other medical issues, and it was 10 years later that Howard Florey and Ernest Chain, working at Oxford University, isolated the bacteria killing substance found in the mold penicillin. In 1941, a doctor, Charles Fletcher, at a hospital on Oxford, had heard of their work. He had a patient who was near to death as a result of bacteria getting into a wound. Fletcher used some of Chain's and Florey penicillin on the patient, and the wound made spectacular recovery. Unfortunately, Fletcher did not have enough penicillin to fully rid the patient body of bacteria, and he died a few weeks later as the bacteria took a hold. However, penicillin had shown what it could do on what had been a lost cause. The only reason the patient did not survive was because they did not have enough of drug. الكمية بتاعت البنسلين ما كانت كافية عشان تعالج هذا الشخص وتوفى قريبا. السبب الوحيد انه العلاج كان غير كافي، الكمية ما كانت مظبوطة. فلوري جود ان امريكان دراجز كومباني تو ماس بروديوس ات ان ان دي جون 6 1944 enough was available to treat all the bacterial infection that broke out among the troops. Penicillin got nicknamed the wonder drug, and in 1945 Fleming, Chain and Fleury were awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine. أخذوا جائزة نوبل post 1945 was the area of the antibiotic. واللي هنا نوبل وبراعة اختراع كمان.